Well, don't blame me if we got on the wrong road. I didn't build these roads.
Yeah, but if it wasn't for that compass that you got, we'd be in Portland, Maine by now.
Brother Andy, that compass is the worst thing that you ever brung with you on the trip.
Well, I can't help it if they done moved the North Pole.
Well, what you talking about? They ain't moved no North Pole. They talking about moving the North Pole.
Well, them Russians and them flying machines is up there. They might have took up the pole and set it someplace else.
Ain't nobody moved the North Pole. You just can't read that compass. That's the trouble with you. You're talking about traveling by compass.
Oh, gentlemen, this is the last time I was ever going to go on a vacation with a broke-down taxicab.
Yeah.
You can't drive that thing 10 miles without something happening to it.
Well, me and Amos put up the tent tonight, and you was going to put it up tomorrow night. You sitting down writing a lot of stuff there about this trip we've taken while we working putting up a tent. You writing there with a pencil and piece of paper.
Well, I got to keep a log of the good ship USSS taxicab, ain't I? I told you I was going to do that. I going to keep a record of the whole trip.
Yeah, well, what are they going to do now? Is it going to eat or not? You want to go down to the waterfront and get some fresh fish? You know, we got a lot of fish around Boston.
Oh, open a can of beans. What's the use of working our head off doing a lot of cooking?
Well, you ain't working your head off doing nothing except writing that crazy stuff you're writing.
Well, I'm going to sell this to a magazine when I get back. Not only that, I was mad.
All right, you're going to keep on now. You can catch a bus or something. Or go back to New York. We're trying to have some fun on a vacation. All you doing is crabbing.
Well, I asked you fellas to go to Petersburg, West Virginia.
Petersburg, Virginia, not West Virginia. You've been talking about West Virginia. Petersburg, Virginia.
All right.
Now, listen, Andy. When that gal that you was crazy about told you that she was coming to Portland, Maine, that messed up our plans. Because we wasn't even coming to no special place. We was going to get in the taxi cab and go any which way. Now you want us to come up to Portland, Maine, and we're up here. We're going on to Portland.
Yeah, but I asked you fellas before we left to change the plans and go to Petersburg. But no, all you want to come up here by the Atlantic Ocean. New York's on the Atlantic Ocean. Let's get a new ocean for a change.
Yeah, well, all you talked about was let's go up near Portland, Maine, and stay near the ocean so you could get the cool breeze on your head. You was the one talking about sticking to the ocean.
Oh, ain't no use to be grouchy just cause your gal changed her mind at the last minute and went to Petersburg.
My gal didn't change her mind. She was coming up here to Portland to visit her mama. Her mama is the one that left, went to Petersburg. I blame her mama.
Well, I don't care who you blame. We can't change the trip every 5 minutes to suit you. Where we going now, we ain't gonna get to Portland till it's time to come back.
And all on account of that crazy compass you got. Talking about keeping road maps in our pockets and using your compass.
Well, I can't help it if the man made a mistake when he made the compass.
What you talking about? Ain't no man made no mistake when he made the compass. Them compasses is good.
Well, look at the compass now. Wait a minute. I'll show it to you.
All right, show it to me. I'll show you. You don't know nothing about it.
Yeah, now, look at there.
All right, it's pointing that way.
Yeah, but look at them letters on there. See that N on there? That stands for north.
Yeah.
Well, now, according to the compass, north is down that way.
Well, that way is south, though.
The needle points to the north.
Yeah, but the N is heading that way, ain't it?
Did you ever try turning the compass around?
Well, if you turn it around, you're going to change the needle.
No matter which way you turn the compass, the needle always points north. Now, turn it. Now, turn it some more. Keep turning. A little more. Now, that's it. Now, the needle is pointing north, the same way it always been pointing, and you got the end there. Now, you got the compass right. That way is north, and back there is south.
Oh, that's a good compass.
Yeah, that's the way the compass works, Brother Andy. Yeah, now you got it.
Oh, yeah. Now I know how to get to Poland.
Yeah. You mess with the compass. I take the road map. That's what I do.
Yeah, well, that's... Well, listen, fellas, I want to read you something that I write.
It is the thing you're writing about the USS taxicab.
Yeah, this is the thing that my gal told me to do. Keep track of the trip.
Yeah, read it to us. What has you got there, Brother Andy?
Oh, this is going to be great. I say here, the log of the good ship USSS taxicab by Andrew H. Brown, Captain, July the 26th.
This is August the 9th, Brother Andy.
Is we in August?
Hey, you a fine captain of a ship, yeah. We in August, Captain.
Yeah, well, now, fellas, the idea of this thing is, I writing like I was on a boat, you see.
Yeah, like we was on a boat.
Yeah, so I say here, the good ship USSS Taxicab, loaded to the gunwales and fenders with everything, steamed out of port.
Yeah.
We have aboard one tent with port holes in the top that need sewing up.
Yeah, I see it do.
We has took aboard 3 army cots and some frying pans and some canned beans to last us till we reach the next port. The first day out, the USSS Tacticab has got a bad spring and is listening over to that side.
Oh, it's listening over, huh?
Yeah. Mm. And I say here, I must station the man to let me know if it starts listening more than it's listening now.
Listening again, yeah.
It is either listening to port or listening to the other side.
Mm.
The good ship Taxicab is in command of Andrew H. Brown, Captain, George Stevens, first, second, and third mate. The crew is Amos Jones.
This is what you're going to sell to the magazines when you get back.
Yeah, this was where the rock was at.
Yeah, that's her idea. Yeah, go ahead. What else you got?
Then I say here, we are sailing under sealed orders for a port that nobody knows but the captain, and he won't tell.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
After we fueled up with gas and oil, we took in the anchor and let off the brakes and put off to sea down the street. At the first corner, the captain give orders to turn left, but the crew turned right. If this keeps up, I will have to put the crew in irons or something.
Yeah, put them in irons, yeah. That's that crazy compass you got that you can't read.
Oh, I know how to work that compass now.
Yeah.
If Portland stays where it is till we get there, we'll find it.
Yeah, go ahead, read some more, yeah.
By the way, I writ this before I fixed the compass, so I might be a little wrong.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and read it. Yeah.
I say, we is sailing along somewhere in New Jersey, but it looks more like Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
But the map says Rhode Island, but I think it is Maryland.
Yeah, that's good.
I just see the sign that says Delaware. The crew tells me we is still in New York. I know we has not left the United States yet. The first mate thinks we is in Ohio.
That's a fine mess you got there. Yeah, the magazine gonna be crazy about that.
And then I say here, if the stars come out tonight, I will look at them through my sextet and find out where we is or something.
Oh, great stuff, Andy. Yeah, the magazine gonna knock you down and take that away from you. Yeah.
Then I say, on the port side today, I see a school of cows.
Yeah, a school of cows. Yeah. Now you're going. Yeah, that's good.
I see some hamburger stands on the south side.
Mm, they look like lighthouses to you, yeah.
I see some mountains on the north side.
Mm.
I see some filling stations on the east side and some old filling stations on the west side. We is all getting hungry on the inside.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Well, we better eat something, Dan. We is getting a little hungry, you know.
So wait a minute. I say here, I would like to throw out the anchor and eat, but the crew says it is too early. What can a captain do when the crew has the money, unless I mutiny?
Yeah, well, we better throw you out and let us eat.
Then I say here, the rubber-tired barge is listening to first one side and then the other, but it is listening more to the port side than it is to the other side.
Mm.
We might have to get a bigger wheel for the other side.
Yeah.
The captain feels fine, except he is hungry. If I do not get something to eat before long, I will have to send out a SOS, signed Captain Brown. That's the first day out.
Yeah, that's great, yeah.
The only trouble is, gentlemen, we ought to be under full steam going to Petersburg.
We is as close to Petersburg as we is going to get.
Now, just because your gal is down in Petersburg, Virginia, don't think that we is going down there.
Well, you know, gentlemen, love is a funny thing.
Yeah.
Who can tell? I might find the girl of my dreams in Portland.
You is the ficklest man I done ever seen in my life.
Believe me, it takes more than a whisk broom to get rid of loose dandruff. And now that some scientists say that dandruff is caused by a germ, And if these scientists' findings are correct, it only seems logical that the best way to clear up dandruff is to kill these germs. When it comes to an antiseptic to kill such germs as may be on your scalp, naturally, Pepsodent antiseptic should be your first choice. Why? Because Pepsodent is actually three times as powerful in killing germs as other leading antiseptics of this type. Thus, Pepsodent's action is quicker, more thorough. Massage your scalp today with Pepsodent antiseptic and see how quickly it helps relieve that burning, itching feeling. Tonight, phone for a giant-sized bottle of Pepsodent antiseptic at the new low price of only 75 cents, so you can start that daily scalp massage first thing in the morning. At 75 cents, the giant bottle of this famous 10-second germ killer now sells at the lowest price in its history. This new price on the giant bottle applies in the United States only. Amos and Andy, in person, will return to you tomorrow at this same hour. This is Joe Parker speaking for the Pepsodent Company and pinch-hitting for Bill Hay, who is away for a few days, bidding you all good night. This is the National Broadcasting Company.